Hello, this is Pastor Nick Hood, and today I'd like to focus on 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verses 13 and 14. It's a very powerful two verses. It reads, "Keep alert, stand firm in your faith, be courageous, be strong, let all that you do be done in love." Keep alert. And let all that you do be done in love. In this, the final chapter in 1 Corinthians, Paul informs us that he is in Ephesus and plans to remain in Ephesus until Pentecost. He tells the church at Corinth that he would like them to take up an offering on the first day of each week until he arrives. And this is an offering for the poor. We learn that Paul plans to remain in Ephesus until he travels to Jerusalem with the offering for the poor because he believes there is a great opportunity for ministry in Ephesus, but he also acknowledges that he has adversaries there. I find the placement of this chapter to be an interesting conclusion to 1 Corinthians. In chapter 12, Paul tells us there are a variety of gifts, but one spirit. In chapter 13, Paul lifts up the importance of the gift of love that transcends all other gifts. Chapter 14 is where Paul explains that speaking in tongues is a great gift, but not as great as prophecy and the interpretation of prophecy and the interpretation of tongues. Chapter 15 explains that death is swallowed up in victory. He says, "O grave, where is thy sting? The sting of death is sin. The power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who giveth us the victory in Jesus Christ." And then finally, in chapter 16, Paul concludes the book by explaining his travel plans and the importance of staying alert, remaining courageous and strong, and most of all, to do everything in love. Think of all the things we miss out on because we are not alert. We run the risk of not seeing the obvious, the out-of-control car, the human being with evil intent, financial ruin, inconsistent and unfulfilling truth and love, all because we are not alert. What good does it merit us if our courage and strength is not done in love? The warrior and conqueror nation can win the battle, but if love is not the guiding force, the victory will be hollow. And what I mean by this is that even in the brutality of war, it must be guided by redemptive forgiveness. For example, at the conclusion of World War II, the United States embarked upon the Marshall Plan to rebuild Europe. The Marshall Plan represented redemptive love in binding the wounds of war. And in like manner, you and I must learn to do everything that we do in love, even when we are in conflict with others. I encourage you to take heed of the words of Paul in this chapter and stay alert, be courageous and strong, and most of all, do what you do in love. I want to ask some questions for reflection. Number one, what does this verse mean to you? Two, what is the significance of Paul telling the church at Corinth to remain alert, maintain faith, to be courageous and strong? And why do you think Paul concludes this verse by telling the Corinthians to do everything in love? Four, what is the challenge, the greatest challenge, in doing everything in love? Five, what is the benefit in letting love guide your actions? Six, how is it possible to be guided by love yet maintain integrity in holding others accountable? And seven, do you have any other thoughts or reflections on this Bible verse? I'd like to conclude us now with a prayer. Lord, help me to remain alert so I can view everything I should see and interpret all I need to know. Make me brave, make me strong, make me faithful, and most of all, teach me how to let my thoughts and actions be guided by love. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. My friends, this is Pastor Nick Hood, pastor and senior minister of the Plymouth United Church of Christ, located in the heart of Detroit, the very tip-top of the Medical Center area of Detroit. I thank you for focusing your spiritual attention with me on this Bible passage, and I hope that tomorrow you will join me again. God bless and God keep you, and remember, I am praying for you.